Good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news on the 29th of January. You are listening to your host, Ashwin. Hope you guys had a great weekend. It was a long weekend, but that flew just like every other. I'm on my way in an Uber to work. Monday morning blues are really kicking in. On the 29th of January, Russia, Turkey and Iran vow war on peace in Syria. So they want to make peace and there's a lot of talks that are happening. A Taliban attack in Kabul killed more than 100 people. The Taliban was immediate to claim ownership. They also sent out a warning with this attack to the US apparently. IKEA founder Ingvar Kamprad, who's the 8th richest man in the world, died at, I think he was 80 years old. Roger Federer can't stop winning. Another title to his kitty. 20th title. As his 6th Australian Open. The man speaking at 36. The 60th Grammy Awards are happening today and you can watch them live on Facebook. First piece in the news, we have Russia, Turkey and Iran trying to make peace in Syria. Representatives from Iran and Russia, backers of the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and Turkey will gather in Sochi to discuss a post-war constitution. But the official Syrian opposition umbrella is boycotting the talks. Yes, so Syrian opposition is extremely against the talks being held, and they're actually disappointed that the UN is making it to the talks as well. Russia is hosting the talks. Putin is hosting the talks. He wants to be the main peacemaker here. And that's not a surprise. Russia loves to interfere. Previous Syrian peace talks between the three countries collapsed last November. Russia and Turkey, along with Iran, are sponsoring the talks, at which the vast majority of delegates are expected to favor Assad remaining in power. A statement due to be backed at the conference will call for the lifting of unilateral sanctions and urge the West to help in the reconstruction of Syria. Syria, by the way, has been in a civil war for 7 years now. There are traces of it ending, but we're far from it actually. A Taliban attack in Kabul killed more than 100 people. Suicide bombers set off two ambulances packed with explosives on Saturday, killing at least 103 and injuring 235. A message the Taliban claimed was directed at the US President Donald Trump for the increase of troops in Afghanistan. That's right, half of Afghanistan's army is actually funded or deployed by the US. They have a Western interest there, obviously, but this is what Taliban is saying. Take your troops out if you want the attacks to stop. A week earlier, Taliban militants killed at least 22 people in an attack on a luxury hotel with the same intention. They want to send Donald Trump a strong message about what will happen if he continues retaining or building on his troops in Afghanistan. IKEA founder Ingvar Kamprad died. The quirky Swedish entrepreneur and world's 8th richest person passed away at his home in Småland, Sweden on Saturday. IKEA, by the way, is a Swedish company and so is Spotify. I think both companies are one of my favorites. One of my favorites? That doesn't make sense. But yeah, I really like Spotify. I really like IKEA. And both are Scandinavian countries. Just FYI stuff, guys. The first IKEA store opened in 1958. There are now more than 380 in every habitable continent in the world, and IKEA, which is famed for its quirky do-it-yourself furniture ranges, is the world's largest consumer of wood. At 36, Roger Federer can't stop winning. The Swiss tennis powerhouse extended his all-time record when he won his 20th Grand Slam title at the Australian Open on Sunday, the first male to reach that many. Federer has won 10% of all men's single titles since the game of tennis turned professional in 1968. Last piece of the news is the 60th Grammy Awards that are happening today. In a few hours, the US music industry, in fact, it's probably happening as we speak. The most prestigious awards will take place with Jay-Z, one of the favorites to win the best album, and other categories a few hours after starting a feud with a certain Donald Trump. For the first time this year, viewers will get the Grammys live on Facebook. So yes, you can catch the Grammys on Facebook, guys. You and listening to News on the Go. That was the last piece for the news today. You guys have a great Monday, and I will see you tomorrow same time. In the background, I'm leaving you with Cold Sun by Dell.